Well, after much thought, much prayer, and much deliberation, I have decided that the podcast is back. And this is going to be a little housekeeping for both the podcast and the YouTube channel. So, here we go on It's Still Called Today, a podcast of encouragement. Yeah, but it's been a while since I've posted a podcast. It's been several months, and I've been experimenting with some delivery methods on my YouTube channel, trying to do it, you know, with just the camera and me and my super sexy face, but it ain't working. I feel like God has given me a voice for a reason, and that's the thing that I need to use. So, from this point forward, when it comes to things posted on the YouTube channel, this is pretty much how it's going to be done. I'm not saying I'm never going to shoot an in-person video with my face again. You know, most people use a camera, they don't use their face. But it means primarily everything's going to be done like this, including the Sunday reflections, which I missed the last one because I was out hanging out watching football with a friend of mine. But that's not going to happen again, but we'll be there and we'll get the next Sunday reflections posted. I also will continue to post my podcast here on It's Still Called Today, the YouTube channel. And the next one we have coming up is going to be called While He Was a Long Way Off, and it's about the prodigal son. So that'll be coming up. I've got some rough edges to work out on it, and then we'll have that posted. But being visually impaired and trying to read things live on camera is just not my forte, so I will continue to make podcasts and supplement some of the podcasts with some visuals. I will still do Bible reviews and things of that nature. I've got one coming up. I've got a Bible that's been out at the Rebinder since July, and it is a giant print New American Standard 2020 edition, which I absolutely cannot wait to get back. But I wanted to post something up on the YouTube channel and on the podcast, which I will put a link directly to the podcast in the YouTube channel when I post this after I get done making the video for this one. But I wanted everybody to know what was going on, what was up, that I haven't dropped off the face of the planet. I just honestly feel like there's so many people saying so many things in so many ways that I need to be careful. I think people tend to talk more than they research, and I don't want to be one of those people. I want to know with as best a certainty as I can that the subject that I'm talking about is accurate and that I'm teaching and sharing God's word correctly. And you even have to do that if you're just sharing your testimony and you're basing it off and using some scriptures. You need to make sure that those things are in context, and there seems to be a lot of out-of-context scripture quoting, and I would just rather not say another word than not be able to, know that I'm doing the best that God has called me to do and studying to show myself approved. We have picked up some new subscribers on the YouTube channel. We're up over 240, and my goal is just to encourage people. My goal is not to build some type of YouTube channel empire. That's for my second channel, where I review fragrances and such. But anyway, I just wanted to give you guys notice about the format change, and in the comment section listed below, tell me what you think about it. For me, I think this is going to work better. I have far more confidence behind this microphone than I do in front of the camera. Maybe one day that'll change, but for right now, I need to be true to what God has called me to do. And right now, it's using my voice to lift up and encourage others and to share the gospel. So I want to thank you guys for subscribing to the channel. You all have this posted here in you know, 30 minutes or so. God bless you guys. I appreciate all of you. Have a wonderful day. We're out of here.